Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Found out something about my mum.
Oh, yeah.
Trish the Dish over the weekend.
Good old Trish. We had lunch with the other day.
We did. But she actually hates autocorrect.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame her. Sometimes it can be really annoying, especially when it's the same word. That you're
Like,
oh, I think we all know the word.
Mine's definitely defiantly.
Oh,
I get
that
muddled up so much so that now even my autocorrect doesn't know which one
I
want.
Oh, doesn't it?
Fool. I'm a fool. But my mum has a different word, which is the reason why she hates autocorrect. Mm-hmm. And it is actually her name.
Ah.
She's been signing off Trish Herbstrite.
Yeah.
It autocorrects to Trash Herbstrite.
That's good.
She sent emails. She sent it to people. She's blaming autocorrect. I've got my suspicions. So we've got Trish the Dish on. How are you going?
Hi, Nat. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how are we? I heard there's a bit of an error in your life going on.
Well, it was just my phone or my computer. It's happened a few times. Auto spell check. Dear God.
So instead of Trish Herbstrite, you're Trash Herbstrite.
I've been trash. And at one time I sent it to a parent. And I thought, oh, my God. It's not good.
I'm unsure if it's auto correct or if it's just you. So I just wanted to quickly put you to the test on a bit of spelling, if that's okay.
Oh, God, okay. Oh, dear God.
Now, you might want to use your hand and write it out on your hand if you don't have a pen handy. But first word, are you ready?
Yeah.
Curiosity.
C-U-R-I-O-S-I-T-Y.
Correct.
Oh, ding ding.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Trish, on the ball. You're very quick there. I have to think about it.
We are related, though. That's all right.
Okay. Next word. Maintenance.
Yeah. Maintenance. M-A-I-N-T-A-I-N-E-N-C-E.
Wrong.
T-E-N. M-A-I-N. Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. I forgot it down. Here you go.
All right. Now we're starting to see. Now we're starting to see you're related. That's right.
Okay. Last one, Trish. Embarrassing.
Embarrassing. E-M-B-R-A-S-S-S-I-N-G.
Wait. Say that again, please.
E-M-B-R-A-S-S-I-N-G.
So you're...
Hang on. Embarrassed. Oh, shit, I'm just like you. Oh, my God.
We wanted to deny it for so long, but you are her mother.
You are.
Genetics.
I don't think you are autocorrect, Mum. I think you are officially Trash Herbstrite.
Trash. I'm trash at spelling. Okay.
Yeah. You are. And that was wrong how you spelled embarrassing. So you are trash.
I know. Right, down next time.
All right.
Signing off. Trashy. All right.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I want to talk about outer space. I know you were saying you're not a big fan of it, but there are some cool things in there that are happening.
It's good to know about it, but people who invest their whole life to it, missing out on what's down here.
You've wasted it, you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of cool. So obviously we know what a black hole is. It's when the universe essentially collapses in on itself from a star. So the stars end up exploding and they break up the matter and they become...
It's definitely what I've seen in cartoons and everything. The black hole.
Well, it's pretty crazy that they exist.
Yeah.
You know, like everything we saw from those photos, could that all be gone inside a black hole right now?
My golly goodness, it could.
Could be anything.
Crazy.
Where does it end up? That's the other thing. Where's it going? We don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But we have now got some audio of what it sounds like of a black hole sucking everything in.
Okay.
To
this
itself.
Is cool.
Pretty freaky, isn't it, really?
It's, very spooky. It sounds very much wind-like, echoing through something.
Ooh. Obviously, it's the frequencies and stuff.
Isn't that crazy? How do they get that?
Well, what's even crazier are the unidentified sounds from around the world that are, like, from our planet.
So people have recorded these.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they're in our ocean, Herbie. That's all I want.
And that's scary because...
It is scary because it's closer. This one was Upsweep. So this was from 1991. They still have no idea what this sound is.
Okay.
Unidentified. Somewhere in the Pacific Ocean, when a laboratory picked this one up. Let's have a listen. Sounds almost like the alarm.
Yeah, an alarm going off.
You know, when you're firing that off.
A faulty alarm.
Yeah. That's not that.
Okay, that is... I do like that they've captured these. It's, back in 91 too.
Apparently it's seasonal as well.
Oh.
So in spring and autumn, but they haven't worked out what it might be.
Maybe an animal that's nocturnal through the other months.
This one's called Julia. So they've slowed this one down a bit, but you might be able to hear the Julia sort of sound.
Creepy.
This was discovered in the oceans as well. Let's have a listen.
No, thank you. No. How are you going to sleep tonight after that one?
No.
And sorry if your name's Julia.
Because they're talking about... They talk about how, you know, whether those extraterrestrial, the UFOs are coming from above or below.
I haven't really heard the people saying it's coming from below.
Potentially. Ultra-terrestrial.
Wow.
This is another one. Sort of sounds like a couple of words, but let's just have a listen. They've slowed this right down as well.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's freaky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit grim.
This one's probably the scariest, I reckon. This one's going to give you nightmares.
Well, because Julia's really stuck in my head at the moment.
This
I don't like Julia.
I don't know where this comes from, but, I mean, the horror that you imagine.
Woo! Woo!
What is that from? Is that me today?
Yes.
Scary stuff. No one's sure where it comes from, Abby.
What am I doing?
I don't know. I don't know. But still,
it's like a party in here.
Abby and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Abby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, the council. They can definitely sometimes be Debbie Downers, you know. They just...
Well, I'm often because we're still waiting on the big thing to come through.
Correct.
Where was that? That was almost a year ago.
The it biggest huge you'll voted see in your through. Commute. Yeah, they all voted unanimously.
Unanimous decision. And how long does it take? Years, apparently. God.
Don't get us started on our council. But we can hold that off to tomorrow because this is about a council over in WA.
Even worse.
Yeah. Terrible. So what's happened here is they've attacked a 92-year-old. I'm saying it. They haven't physically, but they've attacked his rose bush. They've come for him, and this was his pride and joy. You know, when you get a bit older, you see lots of them. They will go
garden.
Out.
Garden's nice, isn't it? You get out there, get some sun,
and you're getting a bit of a workout in. It's hard work, yakka being in the yard.
Yeah, for sure.
So Trevor, he's 92. He's rose bush. That was his pride and joy. He would groom it, and he thought, brilliant, these roses are coming up just nicely.
And I mean, imagine doing that to a guy that's, you know, hasn't got long left.
No.
You know, he could die tomorrow.
Exactly.
Just let him have the joy of his rose bushes, then tear him down.
So the city of Rockingham, they've decided he had to remove it, and they've come and removed the bush because they say it is a safety hazard because it's in the front yard. So maybe a kid's walking along and if they stumble into the front yard, which they shouldn't be doing anyway, they could fall into the rose bush and then hurt themselves. So now no one in this suburb is allowed the rose bushes.
It must be a massive rose bush. Because we had the old house that we were living in Newtown. The roses, their thorns were massive. Like, if you went in there, you're having a bad time, you know? So I do understand that side of things.
Where it's coming from.
But, you know.
But how bad was the injury? Because obviously someone's gone to council because there's someone, you know, that's got too much time on their hands that has complained about this and then they've won. We hate that they have.
Mm-hmm.
But was it them that accidentally stumbled in and then they've got the world's biggest injury from a rose bush that they've gone, nah!
They're scared of it now.
Yeah. He's taking that out. I don't care if that's the only thing he's got going for him. It's going.
Yeah. Yeah, that's harsh. I just come back to the fact that he's 92.
He's
92. Almost dead. You know, he is. There's no other way of looking at it.
He's
like, just let him have that joy.
you know, that one rose bush.
Exactly.
Possibly his wasp, you know, with those ashes there. Yeah. But, you know, like, we don't know.
It's been uprooted,
you've
know.
Ripped it. You've ripped
done.
It out. Yeah.
Which is so sad.
But it would hurt, though. Like, you know, if you fall into a rose bush, it really, I'm telling you, the thorns are big.
I mean.
You know, you don't think about it because you get your people buy them from the florist. They
that's
just get
it,
those
de-thorned.
Ones for, yeah.
Because you could really, I mean, I'm just thinking worst case.
Stitches.
Stumble in. Thorn in the eye.
Oh,
eyesight done. And these things happen because, as we say, people like to garden, but also tools are involved in gardening. Mm. So maybe falling into a rose bush isn't the worst thing that's happened while gardening.
You should say safety glasses required, you're saying.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. 52232955. Injuries while gardening.
Yeah. Now, Dad's a gardener, and he used to always, when he was mowing, he'd whip a snip. And when we would go out, we'd try to run past him because he would purposely try and whippersnip rocks up to flick up at us. So he would have this evil laugh and we're trying to just get out, you know, to the front gate while he was doing that. So I understand injuries happen in the garden.
Yeah, 52232955. Anyone that calls the show into the draw for a APCO Jaffel and coffee voucher for you, mate. The new Mexican Jaffel only at APCO Cafe 24/7. We want to hear about those injuries in the garden. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. You too, Desire, Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955. We want to know on 52232955, have you had an injury while gardening?
That's correct.
Or in the garden?
Because a poor guy over in WA, he's 92, he loves his rose bush, but the council has made him uproot it. They said, no more bush. It is a safety hazard because if someone wanders into your garden, which they shouldn't be, well,
well, they you could
be hurt.
Stack it, couldn't you?
You could.
You know, on a bike, he's all of a sudden bang.
Dangerous. We did say, you know, a rose thorn could get an eye. So dangerous times if you're waltzing around in Perth. But we have asked the question, what injuries did you get? And we got Laura got involved at our Facebook page and said that she got too close to a cactus and she sent a photo and it looks like a cat has attacked her arm.
Yeah, it looks like a few scratches.
That is
very
dangerous.
Close to a cactus.
We also have Justin from Norlane. You've had a bit of a gardening injury.
Yeah, I have. It's kind of funny, actually, now that I think about it.
It's good.
What happened?
Well, years ago, I was working in supported employment for a company that's no longer around.
Yeah.
And I was out in Lara. I was on the gardening crew, and I was on the petrol hedge trimmer. Now, I'd been on it a few times before. Needless to say, I wasn't allowed to use it after this. But there was like a bush like that I was hedging, and I didn't see there was a tap in the bush. And the hedge trimmer bloody hit the tap and swung up and hit me in the freaking knee. I've still got like two big chunks out of my knee, like big scars. I nearly passed out. There was that much blood.
Oh, wow.
Didn't go to the hospital. Just like, you know, bandage it up and all good. Away we go. I couldn't bloody work for about 20 minutes though because I was like a bit woozy.
20 minutes?
Yeah, straight back to work, though, you know.
You said
that they're not a company anymore, though.
No, they're not around anymore.
H&S didn't really pass, did it? You know, that's insane. K-Rock, who's this?
Oh, g'day, it's Paul. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Paul, did you have a gardening injury?
I work with a guy, and he was a bit accident-prone, and he decided to trim his hedge with the mower. So he picked the mower up, and it cut all the fingers off both hands, and then to make matters worse, the mower fell and cut his big toe off.
Oh no.
True story.
He's so unlucky.
Unlucky? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
For the
oh my
to
god.
Go
and the and toe.
Toe.
You know? Anything but the toe,
maybe
you know.
A pinky,
I want it to balance, you know. Oh wow. That is a ripper story, Paul. That's amazing. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, I am a big fan of Aldi. I love it. They're chocolate. Delightful.
Yeah, that Belgian chocolate. Jeez.
And their special buys makes shopping so exciting. Although, did you see the news yesterday? There's a Cario lady that's suing Aldi.
Yeah, saw that.
Did her hip in a special buy.
No one was helping or something. Yeah.
Which I can imagine how it happens because people go nuts.
Well, it does happen certainly over in the States when they do those Black Friday sales.
Yeah.
People get shot.
I reckon she'll win. I'm going to call it now.
I'm not a legal professional, so I won't comment on the matter.
Neither am I, but I'm knowledgeable. Comment it. But I want to speak about their special buys because they're releasing something which some people on the internet have said it's a bit of a kerfuffle. So yeah. They've released a pizza cutter, but it actually is called a pizza peeler. But the look of it, it just looks like a peeler. So you'd peel a carrot,
okay,
or something. But they've called it a pizza cutter.
Okay.
Now, to me, a pizza cutter is the circular
tool. It's
a
round one,
and
yeah,
you just
yeah.
Zhunk across.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, shoppers, they've seen this and they've gone, hang on, what's going here? They've taken photos of the pizza cutter and they've said, is it a pizza cutter or a pizza peeler? Now,
kill after.
But this is what I like, because Aldi has seen it, and instead of going, they're just having a little bit of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've replied, a real chef is never restricted by his tools.
Ah, I like it.
Which is good. Yeah. And then another person said, a pizza peeler. It's what I've always wanted. And Aldi tweeted back, finally, I don't need to spit out the pizza skin anymore. So they're just having fun.
Just good bands,
good jokes.
Good, just, you know.
Another customer hit them with a joke that they cut their pizza with a potato masher.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then Aldi, wait for it, mashed pizza is my favourite. Oh, we're on the ground.
don't pretend to turn over to my side now because I bought it out the boom dish.
I find it funny. We're jumping on board.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But it got me looking at some other tweets online and when some businesses have hit back.
This is going to be classic.
So Daniel has had a go at the London Overground. He's tagged them and said, London Overground, if I'm late once more this month, I lose 25% of my salary. Are you lot reimbursing me? They've hit back. Hey, Dan, leave early. You'll not be late next time. Hope this helps.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Hit him where it hurts. Now, BBC Three, they've actually come at another channel.
So oh, hello. English, right? Here we go. Finally getting some good stuff.
BBC Three has said, a bit sleepy after your Easter lunch. There's 10 episodes of the Big Bang Theory on E4 right now to lull you into a nice afternoon nap. E4 hits back.
Yeah.
BBC Three, or you can stare at the blank screen that is BBC Three.
That's good.
Now, this one I want to have a bit of fun with you.
All right, here we go.
Okay. So this guy, Sonny Daz, he's had a go at Old Spice. He has tweeted, Old Spice, tell me you love me. Now, they've replied back, I've written two of these.
Okay.
I want you to figure out which one. They have said.
Old Spice have said, yeah, cool.
So, Old Spice, tell me you love me. And then Sonny Daz, if you think I'm going to do that, you've got another thing, cumin.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, first one. Yeah.
Old Spice, tell me you love me. Sonny Daz, try Tinder. Next one.
Yeah, okay.
Old Spice, tell me you love me. Sonny Daz, you spice up my life. Which one out of the three
is yours? Because they're all pretty bad. I'm going to say Spice Up My Life is yours.
Yes.
I didn't think you were clever enough for Kevin.
<And it's
laughs> Oh, love you. Herbie and Josh driving you home. Carrick 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Fill in the. Ooh, yeah. Fill in the blank.
Our favourite female newsreader. Wow. From
our
favourite
newsreader.
From the newsroom into the studio, it's Shondre.
Hey.
G'day, Shonas. Number one.
My favourite announcers in this room.
Yes.
Oh, it's cold.
Well played.
Cold.
How is everyone?
Ticking along just fine.
We're excited to see the rendition of Fill in the Blank, to be honest. Mm. We're talking about how's it going to work. It's up to Shondre, really.
Third time's the charm.
She makes the rules, and that's fine. It's your game.
That's it. All right.
How does it work?
So I'm going to ask you 5 questions, and each one's going to have like a blank in it, and you have to fill in the blank.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right, first one. Locals and tourists in blank have been shaken by a 5.5 earthquake.
Gosh.
Josh, New Zealand.
No.
Can we have a clue?
It's like our neighbouring country.
Isn't New Zealand?
Can I have another go if you can't?
Is it America?
Another no. neighbouring country.
Japan?
No.
We're not good at this. Where is it?
Bali.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. Sorry, Chandra.
It's okay.
That was not on you.
Not a strong start, but it's all right.
Well, I mean, they were neighbouring countries, really.
All right, okay.
Well, I'm not good when it comes to the
what is a neighbour?
Well,
you know?
We're all neighbourly. Aren't we all trying to be friendly with them?
Yeah.
All right. Over the last few months, blank has been cancelled and bags misplaced.
Josh, flights.
Yes.
Gosh.
Well done.
Good job, Chandra.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right, this time the blank's going to start at the start of the sentence.
That's all okay. Right. No worries.
We like that.
Blank Prime Minister is facing backlash for dancing and party.
Josh.
Have you got that?
It's Elbow.
No.
No, who are... Oh, Finish! Yeah.
Josh, like, Finish.
What was it? Elbow? He was just
having a drink at Gang of Youths.
Yeah, he wasn't partying so much.
Nah, she tested negative, though, which is like...
She's just partying.
She's having a good time.
Dance.
Pop off, sis, is what I say.
You know, she's young.
That's it.
She's young. She still can dance.
She's got moves.
Good on her.
Oh, that annoys me. Got in there too.
A lot of people are saying that she should be acting more appropriately.
Well, they're allowed to have fun, you know? People celebrate birthdays. So put me in Parliament. Be dangerous.
Well, she got elected, so she passed that test. So
Now we don't like a fun person.
Conservatives.
Stick to the rules.
Classic.
Mm. It's not like Boris Johnson having it while it's, you know, pandemic and no one's allowed.
No one cared, did they?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. They did. He's not there, but yeah. All right,
in
sorry.
In the end, they did care.
Next one.
All right, this one's an interesting one. So more than half of girls say they'd give up school or like a normal typical job to be a blank.
Heavy.
Yes.
Mother?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Mother?
No.
Influencer?
Yes.
Oh. Well done.
I thought that was interesting.
Oh,
I think it is interesting.
That's scary, isn't it?
They did a survey and half of girls in school say they would rather be an influencer than get a regular job.
No.
Yeah.
It's so much work and effort.
Mm.
And online, it's a dangerous world there. You know you're going to get some negative feedback.
Yeah.
True.
Also, just people wanting to know everything about you. I don't like it.
Yeah. Josh is on Instagram. You just wouldn't know it.
Josh is an influencer.
Has he had any kids?
Has he?
No.
Well, no. I've told you I have. Maybe I just wanted to leave.
Does Kat actually exist?
Who knows? It's heavy. Josh, driving you home. K-Rock 955. Thank you, Chandra.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Yeah.
All right, Herbie, this is where we like to get your thoughts on the daily topics.
Yes,
see where you sit.
I'm ready.
See what you're thinking.
Yep.
All right, let's kick it off with this one. The movie Minions.
Nah, yeah,
even though I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun.
The characters of Minions are just so cute.
Mm.
And, I mean, they've done well because everyone knows what they are and I haven't even seen the movie or the
Despicable Me. I haven't even seen that. It's obviously such a big success to have this many sort of spin-offs.
Yeah.
So it's doing really well. So that's obviously being released at the moment, the new one.
Yep.
And apparently China, and we've spoken about how they've done this before, they've changed the ending of it so that Gru is actually changes his ways and becomes a good guy. Which is, you know,
he's a bad guy.
And it's a cartoon.
I
suppose it's a bit different, isn't it?
Who is the deciding factor over in China to be like, that movie stays, that movie doesn't? I mean, imagine if that's your job.
There'd be someone. Yeah, there'd be a board of them.
We're going to flip that one.
Yeah.
Or maybe they do personal preference. No, I didn't like that, actually.
Yeah, we'll change that one. Like, I mean, the rest of them, was he good? You know, he was an evil.
Yeah, I think that's his character.
Yeah, that's the thing. Anyway, the rest of them don't make sense anymore. Zapping your brain.
Yeah, nah.
Doesn't sound pleasant. Doesn't at all.
It doesn't, does it?
I don't think you're supposed to do that anyway.
Well, apparently zapping the brain with electricity for 20 minutes can boost memory in older people by up to 50% for a month, study suggests.
But
so it's a special helmet. Obviously, you're not just, you know, finding a PowerPoint.
Yeah. This will do. 20 minutes
cable.
Of this.
No, yeah. No. So apparently they had these special helmets where they had electric shockers on there. There's 150 different sensors. So it's obviously, pretty well thought out. And then they did this exercise where they would stimulate the brain. And then apparently they saw a boosted memory.
No. Too risky. One wiring of that, you're done.
Well, we're about to find out about Neuralink this month too.
What was that one?
So that's Elon Musk's one where, so that's getting an update too. So that's exciting.
Let's just stay in the present, Too much technology happening
enough.
On the brain.
Have enough. Having a nap at work.
Yeah, nah. Because I'm not a napper. Mm. Even if we had the option, I couldn't do it. So I would be very envious of those people who are napping. It's, the people who go take the smoke breaks and no one else gets the smoke breaks. And you're like, but maybe if I smoked, then I'd get the break.
Yeah.
It's that argument. So I don't think I'd want napping in there, selfishly, only because I can't nap.
Analysis of more than 50 studies in cognitive effects of naps proved their effectiveness in the workplace. Mid-afternoon napping used to be a regular feature in life. Obviously, they do it still in Spain and Italy.
Siestas,
yeah. Yep. Because of the human circadian rhythm. And they found that if you're doing it at work, you're actually more efficient in your job.
Would you like to nap?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Well, I'm constantly tired, just want to lie down sometimes,
Yeah, just a little kip.
Take a load off. Me and Josh driving you home, Carrick 955.
Who am I? Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
That's right. That's what you have to work out, Herbie. In fact, you have to work out 10 celebrities. Who are they? I'll give you some clues. We've got 1 minute on the clock. Got to work together. We're basing today's one off of Prince William and Kate.
Yeah.
Said they want to live normal lives. They're moving 10 minutes away from the palace.
That's right. They moved out of the castle into the cottage.
Yeah,
10 minutes down the road.
I'm pretty sure the cottage is where they get all the juniper berries and stuff for their gin and stuff.
Oh, yes. And their cheeses and stuff.
They've got
Lizzie,
a lot of side hustles, don't they?
Of course.
For a rich family.
Well,
aren't they making money off the people?
They do, don't they?
And the Commonwealth, do we have to give them cash?
I think we still pay them. I'm happy to pay Lizzie after that. The others haven't done the hard work.
Then we'll bring
done.
Up the referendum chat.
Yeah.
Righto.
A lot of work in that, though, Hate
Is
to be
there?
The person involved. Well, money changes. Everything changes. It's too much logistics for me. I wouldn't want to be in the team switching things over.
We're going digital. All right.
Okay.
So these are celebrities who claim that they now live normal lives, normal as they can for their kids and their family.
Normal lives. Okay.
Yeah. So you have to tell me who they are.
Are they big if they're living normal lives?
Yeah.
All right.
They're big.
Okay.
They are big. I really should have got a clue for that one. That's all right. We'll work it out together.
Okay.
We're going to do it. All right, here we go.
Ten
celebs.
I'm
going to count down. 3, 2, 1. She was Buffy.
Oh, come back to it, pass.
He was here in Geelong, Foo Fighters.
Dave Grohl.
Yes, New Girl.
She looks like Katy Perry, but she's not.
Yeah,
pass.
Okay. Was he in Inception?
Was in Inception? Matt Damon.
No. Inception. He was
in
that. Only just won an Oscar.
What's his name? Leo.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. She was in a movie with Chris Pratt when they were out in space. She's also in Hunger Games.
Katniss. 17.
That's good enough.
Jennifer,
one of the Beatles.
Beatles. Pass.
Okay.
John
Frozen.
Lennon.
No, it's not John Lennon.
Frozen. Anna Kendrick.
No. Frozen. The other.
Elsa.
Yeah, who's the voice?
She dates, what's his name?
Yeah, Dax.
Kirsten. Yes.
Bell. Yeah. Yeah, we'll just stop. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sarah Michelle Gellar does live a normal life because I have forgotten about her.
Zoe Deschanel.
I was thinking about her.
Jennifer Lawrence, we got Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney, the biggest Beatle. Wow.
Kirsten Bell, Shia LaBeouf, Mick Jagger, and Mark Zuckerberg.
Golly goodness.
That was a good turnout.
That was terrible. That was bad by me. I even passed quick.
You did?
That's one thing we've got out of this game.
Pass. That's it. That's not quick at all.
It's teamwork.
You know, it is teamwork, dream work. Love it. Every day I'm coming back. Just loving the days.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, I know you're a big fan of having your eggs in the morning.
I think most people love them, don't they?
They're delightful.
Scrambled for mine.
Oh, really? I was just about to ask. Not a poach?
No, scramble's just the easiest way do it, you know?
Yeah.
If you can cut corners somewhere.
Exactly. Well, you would have been upset yesterday if you were over in the Greek city of Alexandroupolis.
All right. Because that's how it's pronounced.
Because some Marines rocked into town.
All right,
and this
okay.
was part of just a training thing, program yeah. that they rocked up. And unfortunately, the town had to feed around 1,500 of them. And these guys, going to shock you, they're all bulking at the moment. You don't want to be fit sailors. So they consumed a lot of eggs, so much so that they ate the town out of eggs.
Wow.
I know.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Well, they said they wanted nearly 7,000 eggs were needed. And a smaller town couldn't, you know, bring the eggs to the table.
Bring the yield. No, absolutely not.
I'm just thinking about the poor chef.
Yeah, 7,000 eggs is a lot, isn't it? But that's where you would go scrambled. You know, like that is definitely, you know, like there's no other option.
It's so true.
Yeah, that's bulk, you know, bulk cooking at one time.
Did you know, though, that it takes 24 to 26 hours for a hen to develop an egg?
If you know, you
really?
Know.
Yeah.
Full
I'm very
day's
curious
work.
About their eggs. How
Why?
Does it just come out in a shell, you know? Just my brain. I always overthink it when
just
I'm out
chicken
at the farm.
Eggs or every other shell makes sense?
More chicken eggs I'm baffled
yeah, yeah,
by.
Yeah, yeah, right.
They're crazy. If you apply water to determine an egg, you'll find out how fresh it is. So if you place an egg in a tall glass of water, fresh eggs will float while rotten. Boom, 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 boom.
If you know, you know.
Sink, standing up. It's good to know because I never really know with eggs. You know, they're in the cupboard sometimes and you go,
yeah,
I've
never gone to a stage where I've had bad eggs. Have you? Like I've never had a rotten egg.
No, once I remember opening it and there was a little bit of a fong pei, like a smell, and I thought, oh, what's going on there? But turns out that one in every 20,000 eggs may contain bacteria.
If you know, you know.
Right.
So that is the one where you'll get the salmonella. So if you regularly consume eggs, you're looking at maybe once every 84 years.
Okay.
So you're still waiting for that?
Well, maybe, yeah. Or maybe I've had it.
Could he? Now, this one's a big one for you because I know you're a big fan of the gym and the eggs in the morning to bulk.
Mm-hmm.
There is more protein in a cooked egg than a raw egg.
If you know,
really?
You know.
When you consume raw eggs, you only get 51% of the proteins that the egg contains. So if you cook it, you get closer to 91% of its benefits. I don't know the
scientific.
Right,
activate something, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, must.
I know. Harder egg, who knows? And this is curiosity.
Yeah, yeah.
Blood can be used as an egg substitute in baking and making ice cream.
Blood?
Blood.
If you know, you know.
Now, I mean, not for me, but vegans, there's an option.
No, not really.
Why can't they have blood? Well, they don't like animal products.
Yeah, like...
yeah, I didn't think that through.
But who knows? They could be getting it somewhere else. Who knows? Heavy dab.
It's heavy. Blood.
Maybe. Heavy and Josh.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.